trust me. Until she asked me, I can do very little. She's asking of the master. We have to release. I'm going to tell you something very bluntly.
That's all right.
We're getting to the end times where I can't play footsie games with you on.
That's all right.
Many thousands, please understand, you must release them. They are making their efforts at transition. And many who think they have been cured did not want to be. And yet they're scared out of their minds. On a conscious level, they're frightened. On the subconscious, superconscious level, they have created it.
I agree with that.
Some to be cured. Some to be cured because they will rise above it. And I'm not saying that she is one who is not in that category.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it isn't your business. It is not mine.
I just didn't want to... Well, let's put it this way. If there was a chance that I could help her in this way in any sense without interfering with her own free will, I didn't want to shirk that.
Just give her encouragement.
I can release it. I've already actually released her. It's just that I don't want to pass any chance of not helping when I could have.
Just remind her each time that she's loved.
I have, over and over. Told her, no matter what has gone on in the past and no matter what goes on in the future, I'm always open for you and I love you no matter what you do.
Well, life does not really seem to be very fair to many ones.
Well, to me, nothing happens without me. Well, I see it as I write my own script, she writes hers. We do it in cooperation, so I don't blame her for anything.
It touches your heart and it makes you sad, and that's what makes you human. That's what makes your godness, is the compassion you can feel. And that's the pain that you ones are going to face.
Take away your difficulties.
No. There's no daddy in the world can remove the pain. And it's something all of you have to grow into knowledge of. It is like when I say that your children, or say, turn their names over to us, and if there comes a time, we're going to get them off. Yes, we are. Some of them we will take against their will. Hear me carefully. If you ask us, we will take them actually against their will, because that is the dispensation of the Father and the Council, our workers who petition us, so that you are available in the fullness of your alertness at the time you're needed in a physical way. It is not when we need you worried about a grandchild somewhere or a brother somewhere, but I'll tell you this. We will take them up. You will know that unequivocally we have them. And then those ones who are no longer children will be allowed to make their choice, and they will be put back down. Let us all understand. We do not interfere with the will. And it seems incredible to you, there will be some who will make sure they are standing on top of that fault when it splits. And it's hard. It is hard to release the ones you love into what you perceive disaster. And yet you cannot do anything about it. It is not your business. You can guide, you can love. And the greatest gift that you can ever give is to love enough to let go.
Well, I know whenever I was making my mistakes and if my dad and mother had interfered, I would have been better in the hornet's nest. They just accepted me, no matter what I did. They accepted me and kept the mouth shut.
Well, a lot of ones get angry.
I know, but
mothers get angry and say, "Well, I'll have a heart attack to show you, you little twit."
They didn't do that to me.
Well, but a lot of children.
That's the reason I can do that to my children, release them. But yet I didn't want to not help them if I could in any way.
It's hard.
Yes, it is. That's the hardest thing that you once can face.
But I have parents to show me how, is what I'm getting at.
And you can see what is happening to you. If you look carefully, your compassion is growing beyond all bounds. And it's going to be harder for you. And yet you've got to let go. And I see it in all of you. You can't even stand on the earth without breaking into tears. And somebody else's pain touches you to where you just want to pick up all the little fragments. And that's what makes you glorious, and yet it's painful. And you have a hard way to go out there, as this all comes to be. And you ones are going to open your eyes and see it first. And all you have to lean on is me and your brothers up here. There will be a few others on this earth that will know it all. But a few have to know it all first. And it would be overwhelming. And you're getting it in as small a doses as we can give it. And it's part of the reason we make you watch things like devil worship. You have to know how it is. You cannot hide from it. Or you will be useless on the day you need to hold somebody's hand and get them out of the mire and get them into a beam or get this city built. You cannot have that kind of weakness on what you're going to perceive as Judgment Day. Ones have to hold strong during that time of sorting. In some ways, you will fare better because you will be right here. This is where your calling is. This is where your mission is. But you will be impacted by it. There will be sorting going on right in this town of ones who will not make the transition. And you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Your job is to build a city on the strongest foundation there is. And that doesn't mean that you can drop what you're doing and run off to Los Angeles to bring a few handfuls of people into safety. You're going to have to face what your job is. It doesn't mean when they come for help that you don't help in any way you can. And if all your city is built and you have a free day that day, then you go do whatever you want to do. And you will know what it is that you must do. And what you try to do to the best of your ability is to get the ones around you strong enough to stand on their own feet. And yet neither can you butt into their lives, especially parents and children, and vice versa. You are too close. The ties are too close. And it's very hard. You cannot look objectively at it. And neither can they. And now I really feel like a preacher. It's hard. And I pain as a, I guess, as your father. I know it's coming and I dread it. And I want to boost you along so that I know you've got the substance to withstand the bombardment. And I know it's coming. And I believe we can make it there and you'll be strong enough. But I don't like to see you hurt. I don't like to see people throwing stones at you, even if they're verbal. I don't like to see you picked at. I don't like to see someone plotting against you to see what they can get from you. And I can't stop it. I can only get you strong enough so that you can handle it. And only then, if you ask me. And that's basically all you can do with your children. You can guide them to the best of your ability when you are in their presence. You can give them a good image to emulate. And all ones who reach maturity always kick yourself. Because no matter what kind of a job you did, it was never good enough in your eyes. And maybe, you know, sometimes Hatton says, I just didn't do a good enough job. It falls on my shoulders that I let them blunder. That's what love is. And yet you cannot love enough to do it for them. And of course, you live in earth plane. You are going to make blunders. You made blunders. You cannot do anything about it. What is done is done. You can go from this day and maybe do better. But there's not one thing you can do about 5 minutes ago. There's not one thing you can do from 5 seconds ago or 5 milliseconds. It's done. Look at it for the lessons it taught. It's all an illusion. You only have this split second of existence. Not even the blink of an eye. It takes too long to blink your eye. That's all the present you have. And you cannot hold on to it. There is no way to hold on to it. And in the long run, all you have is the essence of God.
Well, knowing, having a sense of what's coming and the difficulty that's coming on many levels, all that I come back to is that I'm in God's hands. And really, that's all that matters. The rest of this is just, as you say, an illusion. It's very real in many ways at the moment. In the here and now, it's very real because it's physical. But knowing that I'm in God's hands puts my mind at rest, no matter how bad it's going to be.
Yes, and as long as your mind is at rest and in balance and harmony with the One, your ones will do fine. But it's like watching a good tearjerker movie, let us say. You know, there are things that will touch you. And you're going to cry. You're going to weep. That is not weakness. That's compassion. And it clears the soul a little bit so you can go on. There's nothing non-manly about crying. That cleanses a little bit the pain of the soul or the joy. Most of the time these days, you're going to feel the tears well up from the fullness in your heart. And yes, the compassion that you will feel for your brother who's losing his store or his dream, and still it's love. You're recognizing love, which is God. Not passion in a physical sense. That's love and compassion. And that's what your father is. and that's the substance of which you're made. And when everything you do is done in that kind of love, there won't be any errors. There cannot be any errors. And there's no way to describe it. It's like standing at the weir on the holy altar. You can't put names to it.
Become closer to it.
Yes.
That helped, today helped me understand somewhat of what some things I've been asking for, the ability to understand, leaving the reasoning and the consciousness of the illusion that I live within, and moving closer to that singleness of the moment. It drew me in a different, it drew me differently, more lovingly, peacefully.
And it makes you very humble.
Yes.
You know that the greatness is greater than you. And yet it is you in all its greatness that is the holiness of the Father. For that is his image. And it's radiated from everything in his creation. And that's what he feels for you. And as long as you want to know and can touch that most precious feeling, it is gracious, gracious humility. Not weakness, humility. That even you can feel that. And man has long since grown beyond feeling that. Everything man does on this place is tainted by his selfness. Personal. How does this relate, and what might I get out of it, and this and this and this and this. He cannot just simply stand and be one with God in love. And it's sad. It is truly sad. And we want to reach out and gather everybody's hand and take them and let them feel that. You see, sister thinks she's found her place in Sedona. Don't you think sister would like to sit on top of that altar?
Hmm. Sure do.
Well, you see, there are things in Sedona, and that's what sister feels.
There's quite a lot there.
There's nothing like this.
No.
There truly is not. It is one of a kind, let us call it.
I don't think there's any comparison between this place or that place. There is an energy there that's quite remarkable.
Yeah, some of the canyon.
Well,
it reminds me more of the energy of this mountain, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Versus.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
A very active physical energy.
Yes.
Yes. And you search for it. It might be well if the next thing that you read over is Carl's writings in Sipapu. Puts it right where it's at. You know, man goes clutching at things, going in search of the ancient way. Building the sacred medicine hoops, let us say the medicine wheels. Man is struggling to mimic what he knows to be truth,
let us hold the pipe. And it's all meaningless, because it all comes from the heart. And man goes in search of the vision quest. He wants the dream to be handed down to him, the truth to be known, and yet he hides from the truth. He says, "Tell me, Father," and then does everything to blunt his eyes. But that's always it. There's something very magic. We'll cling after the tradition and we'll have this vision quest. Carl puts it very well. And the language, for our benefit, had to be cleaned up to suit some of the more prudish ones. You know, he's a very earthy man. He sees the facade. And sometimes he shocks the daylights out of the listeners. How can this holy man say that? Because words don't make you holy, that's why. And sometimes you need to shock your listeners. And it's a little shocking. What he says, there's nobody gonna come down, Buster, and save your ass. You're gonna do it, or you're gonna lose it. You did it. You're going to clean it up. But he got an awfully lot of good information into just a very few pages. That's why Sipa Pu is important. And that's why you don't have to write a script. Because the masters are going to come and give you their version. And it isn't going to be boring. And some screenwriter doesn't have to edit out the words. Because you're in it, and you're gonna do it. We'll help you any way we can. And you blessed ones have come to help. And you didn't have to. I'll tell you right now, you didn't have to. So don't be hung up on karmic crap. You came because you wanted to make a contribution to this planet and to see to it that there could be some surviving semblance, remnants, if you will, of a civilization of human man from planet Earth. And you have experienced as the ancients, as the red man, as the yellow man, and you grew. And you grew in knowledge and through the dimensions to the highest. To come down now and accomplish a mission. Well, man is going to do it, or man is going to perish. And some will make it, and they will go with us. Hold it in your heart. Don't get sidetracked on your searching. When you search, you come to me. And I'll help show you the way. Don't waste your time. But spend your time, as much of it as you can, in communion with us. Because we can give you the strength to hold the course when the waves get rough. And that may be more literal than I wish. You must be self-sustaining in this place. For a long time yet, the words will go out from here, and then there will come the time that you will be basically isolated. And you will need a boat. But that too is part of the cleansing. And I intend that these things come to be. So we will see to it. You there, us here. And there are many, many more who will join you, just waiting to make their contribution. And I think on that I'm going to go.
Thank you for coming.
I don't want to leave you with a heavy load at your sleep time. And
you don't want us to miss our shuttle, do you?
No. I certainly don't.
Expect color.
I thank you.
I love the camaraderie.
Good evening to everyone.
So do I.
Good night, Prince.
Good night.
Good night.
Salut.
Salut. See you shortly.
Shall we just leave her sleeping? Or?
Maybe I could wheel her into the bedroom. Stay in there, we'll put you to bed. And then turn the light off.
We've had some long days, really. I'm just glad you ones are hearing from your brothers. I thank you for responding. It'll come more into its understanding. Don't worry about it. Just take it easy. It'll come.
I will say you come through loudest.
Well, yes. I have a lot of practice.
With the desire and the patience are just sometimes hard.
I hope I'm quiet.
No, I hope.